Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Levi Colwill, he's a name that's been bubbling under the radar from a Liverpool perspective for quite some time, actually. He's definitely a player Liverpool like, Liverpool admire. You yourself described Liverpool as distant admirers of Colwill recently in a tweet. As a player that was mentioned to me by David Lynch just recently, I wanted to ask you, Ben, the situation with him, because it feels as though, well, we know Chelsea are desperate to keep him. They've already rebuffed stuff from Brighton. So it feels as though he might have to sort of play his hand if there's going to be a move here. How do you see this situation?
I think you sum it up quite well. The reality with Levi Colwill is that Chelsea don't think he's for sale. They view him as an elite level centre-back, and it wouldn't remotely surprise me if come the first game of the season against Liverpool at Stamford Bridge, Colwell's starting for Chelsea. He's had a magnificent under-21 Euros, the whole England side has, and they're through to the final against Spain. So he has to return, have a bit of downtime, and then meet his new manager. And Chelsea's intent is to get Levi Colwill to sign a new deal, but Colwill doesn't have to have any urgency, and nor do Chelsea, because it's not like the Mason Mount situation where the contract is significantly winding down. And as a result, Chelsea and Colwill will need to feel each other out. And at the same time, Colwill will have some leverage because there's lots of interested suitors. And that's because he is going to be, and he may already be, a world-class centre-back. He's definitely a top prospect. He's definitely a Premier League centre-back, but he could be absolutely elite. And as an example of that, one thing that I've learned in the course of the last few days in investigating the situation is that Gareth Southgate sees exactly the same potential in him. So when we look at England and Euros, the natural assumption will be John Stones will be there. And if Harry Maguire gets game time, he'll be in the conversation. But I wouldn't rule out Levi Colwill, not only being in the squad, but getting game time at the Euros. But that's only going to happen if he gets regular Premier League game time. So whatever Colwill decides will be informed by, is he going to play? So the starting position is Chelsea, and there's a high percentage chance that he stays at Chelsea because Chelsea at the moment are in near auto-reject mode. And again, like with Lavia, Liverpool will not move unless they think that they've got a realistic chance. So if in the pre-season it's communicated to Colwill that he's not going to get game time, or if he feels like there's no pathway, then the player may well indicate that he wants to move. At this stage, there's no suggestion of that, which is why we have to wait and be patient. Chelsea are calm about the situation. Colwell's calm about the situation. Pochettino's calm about the situation. So the only nagging doubt Chelsea may have until the player extends is just Pochettino, unlike Graham Potter, who oscillated between a back four and a back three, is a back four guy. And it's likely to be a 4-2-3-1, which is excellent for Chelsea's front line. It's exactly the right formation. But for the back, it gives a welcome but equally problematic selection headache over centre-backs, because Thiago Silva has been an outstanding player for the club and even at his age is magnificent on his day and will want some game time and probably won't want game time that is so diminished that he feels bit part. And because Chelsea don't have European football, unless they're going on long cup runs, there's not going to be as many games either. And then you've got the ones for the future, which is Colwill coming back, Badiashile and Fofana. But you can only play two of those four. And there's others at the club as well. So as a consequence, first Pochettino has to decide who his starting centre-backs are. Second of all, he has to establish if he actually needs to play two left-sided centre-backs to get around the problem. And then third of all, not everybody's going to get a pathway because Badiashile is highly rated and was unlucky because Kalidou Koulibaly was in the Champions League squad. So he came in and he was outstanding. And then when Koulibaly was in Chelsea's Champions League squad, Badiashile kind of missed out on Premier League game time because Chelsea had one eye on the Champions League because it was really the only thing that they were playing for. And then on top of that, you've got Fofana, who was signed for a huge amount of money and has been in and out with injuries. And if he's fit, you would expect him to play. And I've already mentioned Silva, and yet Colwell's the one that Chelsea are thinking he is for our future. But he wants game time now, and partly maybe because of the Euros point that I mentioned. So all of this just creates a small sense of nagging doubt, and Liverpool will be aware of this. And obviously Brighton would love the player as well. And if we're being brutally honest, then Brighton's the place where he's going to get the most game time and he's going to get European football. He knows the dressing room. He knows the manager. He loved it there. So Liverpool would have to, one, know that Colwell would pick them over Brighton, and two, that Colwell would pick them over Chelsea, and three, that they'll be able to agree a fee with Chelsea when Chelsea are in auto-reject mode. So I think that if anything was to happen, the player will have to drive it, but also it will come later in the window because quite clearly Chelsea are highly, highly unlikely to agree anything for Levi Colwell until he's back with them and they've spoken to him. And that's why I think that Liverpool are distant at the moment, because if they are to move, for me anyway, and from talking to sources, the timing doesn't appear right at this stage. And we have to wait and see whether that changes during the course of the window.
It does feel like you say, like if anything is going to happen, it will be much later on in the window. It does feel as though it'll take him to sort of force his hand, like I say, and sort of edge for a move away. And like Liverpool have got to beat Brighton to that. And agreeing a fee seems really difficult for somebody who is so highly rated by Chelsea. Another academy prospect, of course, come through the Cobham. You know, they've lost a few of them already this summer. I don't think they'll be pleasing the fans a lot if they were to lose another one. So, difficult one to foresee happening. Just before I move on to a potential exit at Liverpool, the whole defender search from Liverpool perspective, you mentioned earlier you do see Liverpool signing a midfielder. Do you see Liverpool signing a defender as well? There's been much going on with that.
Yeah, I think Liverpool will very possibly sign a defender. They're pretty calm about the situation. They've got their business done early. Like you say, there'll be some outgoings to resolve. And it's a long window, but quite clearly, you look at the Levi Colwell profile, and this is exactly the kind of player that Liverpool would like to be able to bring in, because he's 20 years of age, one for the future, but also one for the present. So you get an element of transition there, and also depth, which is going to be highly important to Liverpool too. And I think that at the back, as respectful as the club are towards the existing defenders, there is also an acknowledgement that they're going to have to freshen things up. So the midfield revamp has been the priority, but if you're thinking about 2, 3, 4 seasons ahead, who are your starting centre-backs? That's where there's room for one more to come in. So Colwell will only become a possibility if Liverpool think that it's realistic. Mm-hmm. There is admiration for Gonzalo Ignacio as well, who is a little bit different to Levi Colwell, similar age, 21, but has played a lot more games, well over 100 as part of Sporting Lisbon under Ruben Amorim, who is a highly rated coach. He's a ball-playing defender. And that is going to cost probably less than Colwell in terms of what Chelsea would ask if somehow they were prepared to do a deal. I think anything for Colwell will be astronomical. And by astronomical, I'm not saying like Declan Rice money, but astronomical in terms of the player's age and profile. So Brighton had a 30 million bid rejected, and they are considering 40 million, and that will be rejected in high likelihood. So you would be looking at 50 million to even not just get an auto rejection. And even then, if it was 60 or 70, who's to say that Chelsea won't turn it down? So Ignacio is more around the, I think, 45 million euros or about 38 million quid. And along with Liverpool, Manchester United and Newcastle have also taken a little look there.
Hi again, everyone. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with the brilliant Ben Jacobs. If you want to watch that show in full, as well as all our other amazing content, including the full Bobby Firmino Best in the World documentary, head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a club captain yearly, use code Bobby whilst you're doing so, and you'll get all our boss content for a whole year for half price. Go over there, get it done.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.